Hello and welcome back to the second episode of the Product Marketing AI podcast. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the co-founder and CEO of Loop VOC, Lauren Culbertson. She's also launched a customer research certification with the Product Marketing Alliance, all of which we're going to be plugging vociferously at the very end of the show. Lauren, you're very welcome.
Yes, great to be here, Sean. Excited to chat with you.
So let's get straight into it. Lauren, give me the three most time intensive elements of your job as a product marketer.
So I think as product marketers, one of the biggest challenges that we face is we're really just a hub role in the middle of all these different functions. So the three most time intensive elements, I think, all have to do with that. The first I would say is just in general cross-functional communication. So really being the quarterback on a lot of different efforts throughout the organization. A lot of time is spent coordinating with product and sales, finance, demand gen, operations, really ensuring all parties are aware of different projects, launches, pricing initiatives, so there's not duplicative efforts being spun up. So I think that's probably one of the most time intensive. And then the other two elements I'd say are the go hand in hand, and I'd say it's related to intelligence. So one being customer and market intelligence, and then the other being competitive intelligence. So on the customer side, staying on top of all the different feedback that we get from customers and understanding how customer needs are changing so we can make sure that our positioning is relevant, that we have the right offers in place, that product knows how they need to build. That can be super time consuming. And then on the competitive side, making sure that we're staying super aware of the key players in our market, new offers that they have rolling out, how customers are responding to those new offers, and then of course enabling sales based on that, which is always changing. So I'd say those three are really the things that take up most time in my world.
And when you think about that quarterback role that you outlined there, that hub type role, how do you think about outsourcing or automating some of this work and knowing that the quarterback is the one with the typically the one with the most responsibility on their shoulders, right?
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Which is such a challenge, but also one of the most fun parts of being in product marketing. And yeah, I think there's a few ways that I've kind of created process and then some leveraging tools to help streamline some of these kind of time-intensive tasks. So one, like competitive intel, there's obviously a lot of great tools out there for in competitive intelligence that can help aggregate all of the information coming in about competitors and make it really easy to consume, like kind of in a digest. So you just have like one place you have to go to really get an understanding of when competitors are launching new things, how customers are responding to that. And then I've also supplemented that with some of that like deeper research with third-party consultants to do more formal like win-loss interviews to really go deep into some of those insights that come up from the higher level view. For customer intelligence, same kind of thing, leveraging platforms that help with voice of the customer that can aggregate a lot of that feedback and provide analysis. That makes it a lot easier than kind of going through all the manual places and putting that in one place and trying to manually sift through the common themes. And then for cross-functional communications, I think Slack has really been a big game changer in the way that product marketers can keep threads going and provide visibility. Obviously, it's not a perfect solution, so I think supplementing that with tools like Asana or Monday product management tools can help just keep everyone on the same page and make sure that all these different parties are aware of where projects stand.
When you think about outsourcing things like win-loss interviews and those type of interactions that you're having with customers, how would you recommend that product marketers go about that? Are there specific sets of agencies or tools that you have worked with in the past, notwithstanding the fact that Loop VOC is in that space as well? How would you think about that for a broader product marketing listener that we have for this podcast?
Yeah, so I would think about the work that you're trying to accomplish. So if you are really struggling at a point where you have so much data coming in from all these different sources that you really, your biggest challenge is digesting that information and finding meaningful insight, then I would say it makes sense to really invest in a competitive intelligence tool if you're looking at competitive research, because they can really streamline that, put it all in one place. That'd be tools like Crayon or Clue. For the customer intelligence side, that would be tools like Loop VOC or Medallia is another good example of one for larger companies. And then to kind of go deeper, once you've identified those top level themes, that's where it's really helpful to engage in third party consultants. One group that I know does a fabulous job is Double Check Research. They really can specialize in those win-loss clause to help you really understand more of the drivers behind why people are leaving for competitors. And that can be helpful to compare, to really put meaning behind, all the different things competitors are saying they're doing. You can actually understand, well, how is your market and your customers responding to that? And how are they making decisions based on you versus these other companies based on that?
I love the combination of the process and the tooling that sits on top of that. When you think about a product marketer, and according to the Product Marketing Alliance, the typical product marketer in an organization doesn't necessarily have access to budget or a lot of it. When you speak to product marketers about getting access to budget for these types of tools, how do you recommend that product marketers build up that business case, knowing that they probably should know how to build one already?
This is one of the most important things, obviously, not only like for me of what I work with companies on, but also for product marketers. You want to make sure that the tool that you're bringing in is really going to have that ROI. So I think the best way to start with framing is to think about the growth and impact metrics that this type of work can achieve. So, for example, with competitive intel, that would be the simplest one would be win rates, which obviously translates pretty cleanly into revenue if you think about kind of the flywheel or the funnel of the traditional sales cycle. So, if you can work with the vendor to estimate how a tool like this would increase win rates, that can show the real return that you would get on that investment. Which can then be more easily justified. If you don't have a budget, then your finance team could help pull from other departments. Like sales is a great one for win-loss. I've seen that's pretty common. Sales orgs will help to fund and purchase of a competitive intelligence tool. And then on the customer intelligence or voice of the customer, the metric really is net retention. So understanding, if you can identify these themes that are causing your customers to leave or are causing them to not continue to increase business with you, by having a tool that surfaces all these challenges and you then being able to take action on them, what would the impact on net retention be? And then you can similarly use that to build the case for budget. And the most common kind of, I'd say, co-sponsors of that typically have budget that can partner with product marketing are the broader marketing org, customer success, or product. Those are usually the ones I've seen involved there.
Yeah, that's great insight. And I think one of the, I think the reasons that product marketing is having such a moment and such growth at the moment is that we're very, very close to the price aspect of the four P's. Four P's are, I guess, derided in some quarters of the marketing universe these days. But I think when you look at it, it's a really pivotal part of the entire mix. And having your finger on the pulse from both a price and a business case perspective makes all the sense in the world. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We're going to be right back after a message from our amazing sponsors at Loop VOC. We'll be right back.
Loop VOC helps product marketing teams use feedback to build, position, and grow the best products, the central source of truth for understanding your customers and the needs of the market you serve. Loop VOC automatically connects feedback from the places customers are giving it, instantly tags raw feedback with topics, sentiment, and operational data, and unlocks insights to solve your customers' biggest problems. Are you ready to drive smarter, faster growth strategies? Grow your products faster with Loop VOC.
Welcome back to the Product Marketing AI Podcast. It's so cool to have Loop VOC on board as a sponsor for us here at the AI Podcast, spreading the good word of Loop VOC and product marketing and automation as a whole. I'm here with Lauren Culbertson, the co-founder and CEO of Loop VOC. We're going to get in and we're going to talk about tools, Lauren. And I think that's from a product marketing perspective, an area that's very close to our heart, very close to your heart and the business that you're in. Give me three tools that you can't live without as a product marketer and why.
Yep. So the first tool I can't live without as a product marketer is a CRM. So most commonly I've used Salesforce. And even though Salesforce can be a beast at times and can also be a challenge for product marketers, I think it's so important to start there because that really unlocks access to insights over your customers, gives you ability to create customer segments based on the deals that you see coming through, allows you to better understand pricing and do things like pricing elasticity models and conjoint analysis, win-loss analysis, really understanding which segments are driving the most revenue, helping understand all the metrics that are positively contributing to help you achieve product growth, which I think is the ultimate goal of product marketing, is to achieve that. So CRM would be a tool, could not do anything without. The next would be a project management tool like Asana. I think that has really kind of upped the game for managing all of that in Excel or Google Sheets. It can help really provide visibility into each piece of a project, like a launch or new pricing or even a new positioning strategy. Allows you to collaborate with different people on your team. So if there's questions, you can easily drag in images or mock-ups and just really understand where things are going. And then the other would be Voice of the Customer platform. Obviously, I'm biased there, but a tool like Loop VOC, because really, you know, that can help aggregate all this customer feedback you're getting, provide the insights. And really, I like to use it as a daily feed to understand how customer needs could be changing, keep a finger on the pulse of what different segments of customers need. And then kind of on a monthly basis, I'll use it to really provide insights to key groups at the company. So helping inform product, what customers are saying that could help inform roadmap, helping inform sales on things that could be blocking deals, just really helps me be more strategic as a product marketer.
And I think we're such huge supporters of Loop VOC here. And I think in general for tools that are dedicated specifically to product marketers, I think really interesting as well on the Salesforce side, when you look at the AppExchange, the range of tools that you could add in over and above, even for really low cost. Even in a previous life, I worked in a company called Upland Altify, who also had a company called RO Innovation that allow you to track case studies and customer reference programs inside of that type of software. Really, really interesting. We've got your top three: Salesforce, we got Asana, and we've got Loop VOC, of course. What's one that you dislike or hate? Not one to put anybody on blast.
Yeah, this is tough because I can't really think of a tool that I specifically hate because the ones that were more old school have been replaced by better competitors. You know, you think of Zoom replacing all of, like, you remember WebEx and like the video conferencing software back in the day, like even just back in the day being like 3 years ago, I'd say that was probably the most frustrating software that I'd use. But now, because of the pandemic and everyone going remote and Zoom, all those companies have improved and upped their game to be able to survive. So I think that's what's interesting about this podcast and about all the tools out there is there really isn't room for any like horrible software to survive anymore. But I
Yeah.
do hate when tools break and don't work, which often does happen. So I think, yeah, finding a tool that's reliable is super important for me because that can be the most frustrating thing.
So focus on your uptime, vendors.
Yeah,
It's that
exactly.
99.99% that we want to see. I think it's interesting you mentioned Asana earlier on. A good number of years ago at this stage, we implemented Asana in a company of ours. And I think I hated it because we were still using combinations of Google Sheets, Asana, pen and paper, and things were getting lost between those three. I think when tools like that aren't implemented uniform across the company and across the teams, that's where the kind of hatred can kind of pop in. Like you say, tools have advanced so much in the last couple of years. All of these things move on. Great insight. I've got three final questions. What are you focusing on with Loop VOC for 2022?
Yeah, so for 2022, we're really just continuing to grow our presence, and we hope to work with more product marketing, product management, and customer experience teams. We've started working, we started with just B2B SaaS companies and working specifically with those three groups I mentioned to help provide better customer insights, but we've started to go into new industries. So we've started to go into even automotive services, healthcare. So I think 2022 is going to be an interesting year just in terms of expanding our breadth and the different types of companies we can help out.
Love to see it. I know you've got a new course with the Product Marketing Alliance. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and where people can learn about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, just rolled out a new course with Product Marketing Alliance that's all focused on customer insights and how to conduct customer research. So, kind of what I was talking about earlier on when you should decide to use a tool versus when you should decide to use a consultant and go deep, all those things are covered along with different methods you can use for conducting research from clients. If you're just starting out and you don't even have any feedback from customers, a lot of good information there on how you can set up surveys, focus groups, and then automate all of that to really make sure you have this ongoing inflow of insight coming from customers or the market you serve. You can learn more about that on the Product Marketing Alliance website under their certifications. There is a link there that's it's called Customer Research Certified under the Product Marketing
Love
Alliance.
it. We'll stick that in the show notes. I'm such a huge advocate for all of those certifications. I'm product marketing certified myself, along with a couple of the others. Really looking forward to delving into that customer research module as presented by yourself. Lauren, where can people get in touch with you and learn a little bit more about Loop VOC?
The easiest way is to just shoot me an email, lauren@loopvoc.com, or you can go to our website and sign up for a free trial or fill out a form to request more information that way. But happy to chat with anyone directly that's interested in learning more about Loop VOC or just talking about voice of the customer efforts in general.
Thank you so much, Lauren. My name is Sean Broderick. Thank you for listening to the Product Marketing AI podcast. If you like the show, subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. If you have feedback on the show or just want to say hi, you can get me on LinkedIn or on Twitter. And check out our show sponsor once again at loopvoc.com. See you next time.